Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TanTalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
And good evening, everybody. This is Lisa V, co-host of Hollywood Connections, and we got a great Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen special this evening. To my left, my co-host, Dawn Reese, is not here this evening. She's just going to be Dawn Reese and enjoy this evening after a long day of putting people together and connecting them and getting them to where their dreams do come true.
That's right.
Cassie, how are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. The traffic in Florida can get a little bit stressful, but the weather is definitely worth the trade-off.
That's right. I have
friends up north who say, you won't believe it. I'm like, you're right, I won't believe it. But you have an amazing show coming up. You have an amazing... back for her second time.
Yes.
Author of Yellow Roses, Farrah Grace is here. And our phone number is 727-441-3000. Please call in with any questions. Those of you who haven't had a chance to read the book yet, I guarantee you definitely want to grab it, read it. And she's here. And I'm just so glad to be part of this show and be part of hearing some reasons why she wrote the book, why it was put on, you know, her heart and what to do. But, you know, Farrah, how are you doing this evening?
I am excellent. How about you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you. And before we go into the book and everything, you were here once before. So most of our listeners, because we have switched, we have a special on Monday and now we're from Fridays to Wednesdays. If you would please tell us what was the purpose of you writing the story?
It was a time to tell it. The story actually is going on 53 years. I'm still receiving the yellow roses after all this time. After all this time, he is still taking care of me. And it's just such an interesting book with a lot of twists, a lot of turns, a lot of drama, a lot of love.
54 years still.
Yes.
Still showing.
He still
every,
is showing wow. me he loves me.
Oh, goosebumps over here. It definitely, definitely. And as far as the name, you know, is yellow roses, his promise forever unbroken. What was his promise?
The night he left for Vietnam, he promised me that he would always bring me yellow roses because, to him, I was his sunshine. And
All these years. I'm feeling it too. It's like, woo, he's saying I'm right there.
So he told me that he would be back because he was always going to protect me and always love me. Well, he didn't make it back, but he still sends me roses out of absolute nowhere.
That have no explanation except
none.
You know it. Yeah, right.
Like
none. Yeah.
I can give one example in the book. I was standing on a pier in San Diego waiting for my son to get back from Desert Storm. He was coming in off of a tanker. His amphibious tank was coming off of the tanker. And I was standing there at the pier along with approximately 750 to 1,000 people.
Wow.
All mothers, wives, loved ones were coming in, and I was thanking Ajax for bringing my son home, because the entire time that he was gone, I prayed to him to guide my son and bring him back. I'm standing on the pier, and I'm looking at the amphibious tanks coming off, saying a prayer, looking up in the sky, thanking him, and all of a sudden, I get tapped on the shoulder, and I turn around, and it was a really attractive woman. And she said, "Hi, how are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm fine. How about you?" And she said, "I have something for you." And I said, "You do? What is that?" And she reached her hand around and handed me a yellow rose.
Oh.
Now, no one on that pier, out of all of those people, had a yellow rose. I looked to my right. I had the rose in my hand. I looked to my right. And my mother was standing there, and of course I started to cry. And then I turned back because I wanted to thank the woman. And she was gone. She was just gone. But they come out of nowhere. Absolutely out of nowhere.
My favorite is I have a friend who passed, and as you sit here and it's like, oof, it's like a little bit like weird and like deja vu-ish, where he literally has like, people like will dream and go, what did he look like? I'll show a picture and they say, oh, he's always by you, he's always protecting mm-hmm. you. And then I'm driving on I-4, six lanes, one side, and here comes this red cardinal, you know, like in traffic. And then,
yeah.
You know, that doesn't happen. And people say, no, that's the spirit world trying to reach. And with the yellow rose at this woman that you turn within seconds and they're gone out of thin air, right? And if you asked anybody on the boat in that pier, they probably couldn't even describe her because she probably only, you know, let you see her. You know, I mean, I've learned that too. So,
well, for many years I kept it a secret because I just didn't know. How do you tell someone that I see him in a dream? And he when he comes to me, he tells me something, and it's only when something is going to occur in my life that might be hard to handle, or I need help, or he's protecting me. The man has literally saved my life on three occasions. One occasion, he came to me in a dream and he kept telling me not to leave my store. I used to own a clothing store in Ohio, and he told me, don't leave, don't leave. My partner wanted me to leave. She wanted me to go with her. And I said, well, I'm going to go. So I locked up the store because we were just opening it. We were not open. We were remodeling, you might say. And I took my little girl and I went to the car and I thought about the dream. And I said, no, I'm going to stay here. So I took my little girl back and I went back into the store. And the girl, my partner, come after me. And she said, come on, go with me. And I said, oh, come on. Yeah, I'm going to go. Well, I changed my mind and came back. I did not go with her. And about 5 minutes later, I get this phone call, and it was my partner, and she's screaming in the phone to come and get her. And I said, what happened? And all she kept screaming was plumbing truck. Well, a plumbing truck was behind her. She slammed on her brakes. He hit her, and the metal pipes went off of his truck through her back window and out the passenger front window, smashing the window. I would have been decapitated. So
okay, I'm speechless. And for those of you who know me, that is like, it never happens. Like, I think I talk in my sleep. So it's just
a constant.
Yeah.
So I didn't tell anyone, and I receive these yellow roses constantly. When you receive an object, a material object, from the spirit, it is called a port, APPORT. Well, when I kept receiving these yellow roses, I kept thinking something's weird with me. And I was afraid.
Right, you're losing your mind.
I was afraid to tell anybody. You know, here's this dead man.
They would take you on a special ride and you would never be yourself again. You would go to a special facility.
But it's his promise. He's not forgotten it. Never.
And his actual promise to you was?
To always bring me yellow roses and to protect me and love me.
Wow, that right there. Definitely we know to be more conscious of, you know, our surroundings. And I'm learning, I've been walking in faith and God knows my journey. But sometimes, like, the messages that we don't listen to. You know, what if you just didn't listen to the lady and said, lady, I don't know who you are, and you walked away. Right. All the ones, and I've learned now that when you are detained somewhere, do not get frustrated. There's a reason for all of that. Or if you're supposed to go do something, and like you said, at the last minute, I did not get in that car. If you had gotten in that car, we wouldn't be sitting here and we wouldn't be talking about an amazing book called Yellow Roses. And we have Farrah Grace here. And Cassie, anything that you want to add to this? Because I know this is an amazing book, and I'm so glad that, you know, you were able to find her and share it with, you know, our listeners and everybody.
Well, I always say everything happens for a reason. If you're rejected by someone or you don't make a date or any event that doesn't come to pass, some people get really upset, or, you know, I should have been there.
Why did it happen?
That was me. I would literally get road rage going, I'm going to be late. What's going on? And now it's like, oh, no, I'll just sit and I'll check emails. Yeah. It's like there's a reason why. And I had even shared it at one point. I used to drive a certain way three times. I mean, this happened three times. I went by and I saw an accident, but I had a dream, like, you know, I was something with an accident. And then I go by again, and now there is, you know, an injury. The first one was not an injury. Then the second, that's within 3 days, like the 3 days. And then the last day, I find out through the news that there was a fatality. So when I say that, like you say, things and your life was saved, I know somebody was literally showing me you cannot drive that road anymore, and I don't.
Well, you know, he tells me things, and I don't always understand. Like, I'm going to give an instant from the book. He said to me, when he appeared to me, first he tells me that he loves me, and he kisses me, and I feel it. I feel his lips on mine. And this one time he told me to be very careful and stay by the tire. Wow. Remember, stay right next to the tire. And I said, what do you mean? What are you saying to me? I don't understand. And he said, you will. I love you. And I reach to him and I say, don't go, because I need another hug, you know, from him. And then all of a sudden, this white cloud will come and it, like, takes him and he's gone. Well, I experienced an experience. I won't go into total detail with it, but I fell in the snow, and there was a car behind me who swerved out. I rolled to my tire.
Stay by the tire.
Stay by the tire.
Oh, wow. Yep, stay by the tire. Yeah. Chills. Like, yeah. Just last week, with it being Valentine's, and you know, I don't have a Valentine. So, you know, it's Galentine's Day, and, you know, I was working and delivering, and I'm like, happy Valentine's or Galentine's, whatever you're celebrating. So people, you know, but I literally, that morning, it was like, I see a taco truck with his last name, and then I see his same vehicle like 5 minutes later, and then, you know, I'm listening to a certain radio station, and then it knocks the radio station off, and it reads my phone, it reads the song, and it's like, you know, really, angels are among us. And I, you know, people used to think I was crazy. I was like, no, I'm telling you, like, their community, like, no, you're losing your mind. But it's literally, I think it's their way of assuring us that even though they're separate, like, 53 years,
still
doing it, yellow roses, that's their way of saying, it's almost like I'm still with you, like, I will never leave your side.
Exactly.
And he's proven that. And I know that, obviously, that also reassures you that, wow, that's a connection. And I literally know that, you know, a little bit of that type of connection where you are feeling somebody's literally, like, right next to you.
Well, you know, it's reassuring in one way because you know that if something tragic is about to happen, he will appear to me. But it's also heartwarming because how many people can say someone loved them that much?
I can feel the goosebumps are just bouncing. He's like, yes. And I, if some people don't understand, like, this was a friendship to where it was like,
this was an innocent love.
Yes.
Innocent love, yes. And, you know, as I wrote the book, which took me approximately 15 months to write the book, sometimes I would type and type, and then I'd look up, and 3 hours had passed, and I didn't know what I had typed. And at one point, I had typed a French quote that I had no idea what it meant. And I went to my other computer, and I put it in, and it was a French saying of how much a person loves you. And the part that I was typing at that moment, or at that 3 hours, was all about his 30-day leave and him being home and things that we did. And I swear to you, I did not know what I typed.
Wow.
And there's another name for that, and I don't know what it is, but it's when the spirit comes through your hands.
And it literally, like, uses you, and then you don't have any recollection.
Uses you as a tool.
It's like almost like it's using you, like, literally like the movie Ghost.
Exactly.
You know, I think, like, everybody, you know, I laugh because, you know, that movie literally, when he did pass and there was things with my situation, that movie came on 5 times in one day on 5 different channels.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I literally knew he was, like, trying to come through. And then once I realized the connection with this movie and everything that happened, but, you know, those who don't believe that, you know, there are things and you know, stuff, he was a prankster, and there's times that my keys, I know exactly where I put my keys every day I breathe, and you go and they're gone. I'm like, okay, look, I don't have time for this, but it's their way of, like, he was a jokester, and that's something, like you say, that type of love, even though he and I were friends, that is amazing knowing that somebody literally is looking out for you. I mean, well, I thought I was nuts and crazy, and now you're definitely validating. I'm not crazy. He will literally leave. And he was Puerto Rican. And when I say I got behind the Puerto Rican Jeep Club on I-4, there was 18 of them. I was laughing. I was like, you can't get any more. Like, I'm right here. You know? 18 Jeeps with a Puerto Rican flag. You know, it was like, wow. And you almost think that you're losing your mind, that you miss him so much.
Think
you know?
About it, Lisa. Think about it for a minute. How many people?
Not many.
Could say that somebody loved them that much.
Oh, I know. Yep, that's definitely where, you know.
It's just a constant in my life, and there's no rhyme or reason. The roses come out of nowhere, and they are presented to me, or they fall on my feet. I have had roses fall on my feet when I was asking him to help me. Am I doing the right thing?
And that was his validation of, boom, there's the flower, I'm here, and that's, wait, wow.
A lot of this book was written in Clearwater, St. Pete. A lot of what took place is Clearwater, St. Pete.
Wow.
Yes, a lot of the book, a lot of the places. There's a restaurant over here called Shepherd's. Ooh, I love Shepherd's. I love to go out and dance there. And that is in the book. And so all you Clearwater, St. Pete people.
Yeah. Is there anything that you look back now and wish that you could have put in the book or didn't, or is that a part two? Because you have 53 years of flowers. That's more than one book, if I must say so.
there's a lot in the book.
Right.
There's and a, I think a lot of people will resonate with the book. This is
it's validating that people that yes they are visiting and yes they are loving and I don't like when some people go no that's impossible. No, don't you tell me it's impossible. And we have somebody calling in for a question for Farah.
All right.
All righty. Who's on the air?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Oh, hey, Nancy. I know you. This is my one of my closest friends, and she definitely is spiritually gifted like the rest of us here. How are you, Nancy? And you have a question for Miss Farah.
Good. Yeah, I was wondering, what is the book about?
Well, it's my life.
It's what
It's what I've experienced.
You met this gentleman who had to go away to Vietnam. That's pretty much.
Basically, yes. Uh-huh. I was in high school when I met him, and we fell in love. We wanted to marry, but his parents wanted him to go to college, which is understandable.
Right, which means no marriage until after college. Right.
And unfortunately, his parents lived to regret that, because had they allowed us to marry, he wouldn't have been drafted. He was drafted in between quarters at college.
And
he got pneumonia.
He
would not have gone. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
As this gets even
but this
more.
I
know you're going to touch me. It's like we're going to zap each other. I can feel it over here.
But there's so much more to the book. There's a lot of.
Don't want to give it away, but.
Yeah, there's a lot of romance. There's a lot of intrigue.
Wow.
There's a lot of. There's betrayal.
There's a lot of betrayal. Yeah. Yes, there is. Yes. I went on with my life, and that's. I mean, you do. When you lose somebody, you have to go on. And I did. I went on. And unfortunately, I stumbled and floundered. And
but we never totally, you never totally move on. You just, there's a special place for them.
Well, I put
you
a wall up. I put a wall up. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't love the way I had loved him. There was no way. How do you?
Yeah. How People do get you? That love once in a lifetime, and it's,
Yes. But he goes through the story. Comes and goes in the story and is always there. It's always there for support.
Always guiding me, always sending me the flowers. And like I said, out of the 53 years, one time I asked him for a sign because I was so distraught at this point of being abused, because like I said, there were so many twists and turns and I was married for 23 years and never knew that my husband was government. Never knew. So that was a twist and turn. And before
The person who comes home and says he's a car salesman in another city is actually an undercover,
Exactly.
Wow. This is
exactly.
Good. I can't wait.
And right before he passed away, I did have a dream to worry that it would be okay. And when he did that to me, I knew darn well that my husband was going to go.
Well, Farah, I have no words for that. We have about 30 seconds. Please give us social media. Give us where they can buy this book.
Amazon, bookstores. All you have to do is request it in the bookstores.
If they're local and they buy a book and they call us, would you sign it for them?
I definitely would
Bingo.
Sign
we
it.
We need to do a book signing. We need to do
listen,
a book signing.
There
do you have
is
a book signing?
Yes.
Well, let's be there.
That's right.
Yes.
Now, listen, there is a website to go to, and you can leave me a question or an answer. www.yellowroses1.com.
There you have it. And this is a Hollywood Connection special. Lisa V with Casey. And we'll be coming back for another 30-minute Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen special.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, guys. This is Brandon. Tonight to give you a quick spit on the Andrew Krantz studio that just opened up here in Clearwater. We're at the Future Factory. We're out there. We're learning how to act the amazing things Andrew knows. We know the Meisner Method, Stanislavski. We're going to start with Stella Adler, and it's just going to be huge, and tons of knowledge is passed on to you guys. So come on down. You can get enrolled. It is $25 a class. That's it. I'm telling you, you will not find better rates anywhere. So guys, come to the studio, learn some stuff, because acting is where it's at, and you won't realize how much fun it is until you do it.
So, you say you want to be an actor, director, producer, screenwriter, film crew, whatever. Now what? How can you make this happen? Easy. It's called networking. After all, sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know that brings you that big break. And one of the best ways to get that break is to, you got it, network. One of the smartest places to start your networking is to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. Tampa Bay Film Society is an organization that will create opportunities for you to get educated through some great programs and workshops, learn about productions coming up, as well as offer you opportunities to advance your career and meet others already in the industry who will remember you when the time comes. Yes, our bi-monthly general meetings is a great way to network with other industry people. How do you start? Just come to one of our meetings, enjoy it, and sign up as a member. You get discounts on Tampa Bay Film Society workshops and special events just as a starter. And you never know who you'll meet at one of our general meetings when you're out there networking. And best of all, it's fun. So check us out on our website at www.tampabayfilmsociety.com.
Hey, everybody. I want to tell you about St. Pete's Best Kept Secret. This is Lisa V from Hollywood Connections, and I want to tell you about Mi Carreta Restaurant and Bakery located at 2705 54th Avenue North in St. Pete. Their phone number is area code 727-575-7929. They have the best Colombian food in the state of Florida and all over, I guarantee. Open 7 days a week. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and open late Friday and Saturday with live music. Please let Marlon and the crew know we sent you.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Hey, everybody, this is Andrew Michael Krantz with some fantastic news for aspiring actors and actors that just want to get the juices flowing again. The Actors Academy, opening up at the Florida Future Factory right here in Clearwater, Florida, where you can learn the techniques of Stella Adler, Stanford Meisner, Lee Strasberg. Give us a call at 727-326-2467. Phenomenal classes. You'll have a great time. New York theater, New York film acting here in Florida.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Good evening. This is Lisa V, co-host of Hollywood Connections, and we have a Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen special this evening. For the next 30 minutes, we're going to have an amazing story by an amazing guy named Chad Adams, who's sitting to my right or to your my left. I'm just kidding. It depends on which way you're looking at the TV. But he's right here. And Chad, would you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your amazing, amazing story and life that I'm privileged to be part of now in Hollywood Connections. So I'm really glad you're here.
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for the invite. Yes, my name is Chad Adams. I recently moved a couple of years ago to St. Petersburg, Florida. It's been on my heart for a while to kind of start a ministry. I was always in sales. Sales can go one of two ways. You could either be the type of sales guy that'll say anything at any time to make you get the sale, and that
the
was
cars.
Actually
yeah.
That was me. I didn't sell cars, but I mean, I would still say
I was that car salesman. Okay, sorry, I pay for it now.
Oh yeah. So nothing was very fulfilling to me. And, you know, during a church service, I go to Liberty Church in St. Petersburg, and the sermon was basically that your ministry could be anywhere that you are. And I really didn't feel fulfilled that way, because it's very hard to leave a good lasting impression on somebody when, technically speaking, you're ripping them off in one way or another.
Right.
So,
practice what, yeah, do
right.
as I say, not as I do.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So it really came to me that sales, as though even though I was good at it and it paid tremendously well, it just really wasn't a fit for me. So I kind of got...
You can't have a heart in sales.
No.
You really can't.
No,
you can't.
Really?
Like, if you have any heart, mm-hmm. you will find that out in sales, that you can't continue that way.
Especially with the boss I had.
Yeah. I think I had his evil twin or ex-wife as my boss, but anyways.
So it was mostly something that came to my heart, as far as like what really was it that did it for me, that brought me to Christ. And basically the biggest thing was I wasn't raised in a family that went to church, but I did have was raised with good ethics. I come from an Italian family, so
of
we were
course.
Just kind of, you know.
It was beaten in you. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it was.
Sorry, Aunt Rose. I have a broom story about that, but anyways.
No. anything aerodynamic.
Yeah.
So it was really just something that that came to me that wrestling, scholastic wrestling, so not WWF or any jumping off high.
Hulk Hogan is local.
Right.
He's cool.
So more or less just like scholastic wrestling. And what I realized is that that takes a lot of time, a lot of dedication, a lot of practice. And it kept me more so off the streets to eliminate those types of peer pressures that people would run into. And even to this day, there's a lot of predicaments that I was never involved in because I wasn't out there in it.
Right.
So I also boxed in college, but I figured it was a little bit more brutal that, you know, as far as like a sport. So I decided to bring together something with wrestling and ministry. And the idea behind the two is that these are actually for kids from elementary school to middle school, where there actually is no program right now for them. Any type of service for them is that of a YMCA, a daycare, where they're basically getting a nap time, snack time situation, right. And that's it.
It's juice them up, cookie them up. And if they do their homework, you're lucky. Yeah.
Right.
Supposed to be doing their homework, but everybody who's watching them is on their phone. I'm sorry. Yeah. I've seen it. Yeah. To know, I have two children myself, 24 and 18. So,
oh, yes,
we've been there, but continue.
So, basically, what we do is we incorporate the fundamentals of wrestling with the importance of daily worship and prayer. So we're actually we're not even giving these kids the chance to really, just like in my wrestling days, because you stay in school, it's immediately after school. So, what we're doing is I bought a short bus. And what we're doing is we're actually picking the kids directly up at school and bringing them directly right to the academy. So then they'll get a chance to, you know, get dressed. Then we'll start getting into calisthenics and the stretching and the worship and the prayer, kind of just so they can see it in a way that's a lot different than maybe what they see in church. Anything that they've kind of come across that seems weird or not normal, or especially not cool in their age group, they could see, you know, guys like myself and others that I have coaching with me as, you know, men that they could look up to and that see that this is still things that men can do.
Right. Yeah. That you can still be a man and still, like, that's the one thing that gets me is, you know, men aren't supposed to cry. You're not supposed to show emotion. And you're not, you know, you're really not supposed to love God. And I'm sorry. Without God, we have nothing. And trust me, like I said, I've been walking through a journey of faith right now where I go, I know this isn't my plan and I don't think it's yours, God, but you had to bring me here for many reasons. To the test is the testimony. But that's where we need more men like you to show these young gentlemen that it's not these videos that literally I almost want to choke the artist to go, you're really putting this and you're having 14-year-olds looking up to you doing these things in videos. You should be showing, you know, looking up to God and his glory and his graces, because, you know, we are literally nothing without him. And I'm not trying to, people go, oh, you get to, I don't think you can ever be too religious as far as I'm concerned. I love God. I am a work in progress. I am a hot mess. He knows that I love Jesus and he's working through me. And I have more people through this show say, wow, what you guys talk about, how you praise God and you still have fun. Yes, you can still have fun and love God. Trust me, I'm fun, even though I was alone on Valentine's. It's a whole other segment on itself. That's the therapist hour.
I'll do that one, too.
I'm going to go there. I got asked out by three different people and got canceled three times. But literally, the relationship with God and these young men make the father, make the husband that they're supposed to be through God. And I know, coming from, you know, I love my family and I wouldn't change them for a thing, for, you know, anything in the world. But what we have been exposed to wasn't the best relationships and best. Yes, we went to church on Christmas, thanks, Easter, and, you know, and then whomever. Yeah, yes, I don't mean to say that, but that was how I, you know, had, that was religion in my life. So when I ended up going to church now more than you know, anything else, it's like totally different. But, you know, your program, everything, is there a price? Is there scholarships that are available for those who are at, because most of, you know, at risk or low income families who definitely need the father figures, like, you know, to show them would be you. How do they get involved? How do people donate to your you know, your ministry and everything, and go from there.
And the age group.
Yes.
Is the age group?
So the age group to start with is going to be anything from elementary to middle school.
Okay.
So basically, the whole idea of it is because there already is an invested wrestling program within high school. But as a wrestler, I started in Pee Wee's, which is in Pennsylvania, where I'm from in Philadelphia. We start from birth. And the whole thing about it is because there's a lot of fundamentals that you need to learn and get inbred into your mind before you enter that high school career where it's actually very competitive.
It's discipline. There's a lot of qualities that it brings out in the child.
So the biggest thing that we're really trying to do is to get ahead of that, and that way that not only develop their fundamentals in wrestling for them to have a further career in high school for wrestling, which then get scholarships through, because that's actually one of the best sports to get scholarships through, and people don't really see it.
A lot of people don't know football, basketball,
baseball. I mean, that's what they see.
I mean, up north, lacrosse is very big, and I have a friend who, Dean, I'm shouting you out, he is coaching girls lacrosse, and it was like, I think it was like 50 something degrees, and on Facebook he's like, what do you mean, coach, it's too cold to practice? And then his buddies up there from his lacrosse team were like, I remember our socks were soaking wet from the ice melting. Like, that is dedication. Like, absolutely. If you're not going to come out in 54 degrees, you got to be dedicated not only to yourself but also to your sport and to, as you say, God. So you put God in the ministry, and here we are. But
gives them a purpose.
It's so needed today.
Right. You definitely. Now, are you only in St. Pete, Clearwater? Do you have ways that if we put, you know, if Hollywood Connections connected you with the right people, that you could actually branch out a little bit further? Okay.
Yeah, it's like I said, I bought a bus. I'm ready to go and pick up as many people as would like to come. And so, like, the biggest thing with us is the creed of it all is actually a Bible verse that I came across. I would say it's Nehemiah 4:14, and it's painted in murals all over the wrestling room. And Nehemiah 4:14 was, as I stood up and said to the officials, the rest of the people, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, fight for your sons, fight for your daughters, and fight for your wives, and fight for your homes. That's like the true dedication to a man in my eyes, that we do have a leadership role, and we do need to become invested in it and not just say what the world says of what a man is.
Right.
Because if you follow what the world says a man is, we're going two opposite directions.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And those of you who are Spanish, there's a famous actor. He goes, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got that. But yeah, he's like hysterical, but like literally.
An address and a phone number?
Yeah, if you would please give the social media and every which way to get a hold of you, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere.
Lots of it.
So here we go. Cool. Yay. Yeah.
So the address is, we're located at 2740 25th Street North in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida. You can check us out on Facebook, on Instagram. It's all on In His Image Wrestling Academy. Our website, of course, www.inhisimagewrestlingacademy.com. Kind of keep it as basic as possible.
That's the best way.
Yes. We'll be open. So as far as the after-school program, up until school lets out, right now we're Monday through Friday. From the moment school lets out to 8 p.m. That way,
8 p.m. Everywhere else is 6. Hey, everybody, look at that.
We want parents to be able to know that they don't have to, you know, fight traffic coming across the Gandy or something like that. We don't want to have to anybody. We're not the place that's going to charge you $10 every 5 minutes you're late, kind of thing. Like, we're really investing in the kids. And I honestly have nothing I would rather do than to be there with them anyway.
Right, exactly. The longer they can be in God's grace, you know, teaching and ministering to them. I mean, now, I do have a friend. He's local in St. Pete. His name is Peter Chapman. He has the Fit Room Express, and it's, you know, he's geared, and he's got a you know, protein shake for kids that has, you know, I know there's a reason why I need to hook you guys up, and he's really... He's got a 5-minute fitness, so he could come in. And also, I mean, I know he's busy, and I'm already like making his schedule.
Signing him up.
No, you're hired, Pete. He has, you know, his son himself, and he definitely would so get involved. His wife Kelly would definitely get involved with this because they have something that is nutritional also for the kids that they could, you know, take while they're definitely. Yeah. So we're definitely gonna hook you guys up, but our phone number is 727-441-3000. Please call in if you have any questions for Chad and anything about his ministry and all of that, and like I said, this has been really, really, you know, for me, it's very educational, because we do tend to forget that the children are what definitely right now in this day and age with social media and what they can see and what they shouldn't be seeing and what they need to be, you know, seeing, and definitely would be part of your ministry and everything as far as that goes. But do you have any questions?
Chad, Cassie? How big are the groups?
So we're going to keep a class size to 30. Uh-huh. 30s, I can handle more. It's just that basically the way that we're going to split it is that there's two sections to the practice. As a team, like I said, we're going to get together, we're going to pray, we're going to worship, and we're going to kind of in the circle kind of do our calisthenics and stretching while I kind of do my small sermon to them, kind of motivate them. Then what we're going to do is we're going to split the class in two. So we're very, the application for enrollment is actually really detailed compared to a typical daycare. What we're actually doing is we're not just trying to find out, you know, their names and what school they go to, but I'm actually interested in their teacher's information, the parents' information, because
right, are they a good student? Are they getting bullied?
So that way we can basically attest to the point where if there's certain kids that, you know, they might show a good promise in wrestling, but their behavior and academics are behind, then obviously the first group that they attend to is in, we have a room called the War Room, which is basically our classroom setting that's split from the wrestling area where we're going to get into sermons, we're going to give them a chance to open up, and kind of anything that they deal with at home, at school, in their daily life, and we kind of want to get it out and address it with biblical applications.
Oh, wonderful, right. I mean, wonderful.
Those who are, you know, being bullied can get the help, and then I know, you know, being. I mean, I have to admit, I was on both sides of the corner. I got bullied a lot because, you know, I was strong, and they, you know, I'm Spanish and have hair on my arms, and that's not what little blonde girls where I went to school. And it was like, you know, I was on both sides of the coin, and you start to go, wow, you know, because I was bullied so much, I became somebody who bullied, and you know, even though, you know, thank you, I never really, you know, my mouth is what got me out of a lot or into a lot, because people are like, we're not really sure, is she really going to call us on that? No, I'm a chicken, everybody knows that. But anyways, as far as who actually in your life that you could say because of them you went this way and you didn't go that way? Because I have a teacher, I can say that. Dr. Riley out of Coral Gables High School, she literally, like, when my parents went through a divorce, literally went like, boom, you are not going to leave school. You are too talented of a writer. You're too talented of a student. And she literally took me under her wing. And every day after school, I got to stay after, you know, in her class. Even though she had things to do, she let me stay there because I didn't want to go home, you know, in an uncomfortable situation. Who was your mentor? Or was there more than one?
So it's actually neither of the two.
See, there you go.
So I was always a very antisocial person.
I would never know. You definitely not to guess that now.
I kind of just got that way. So the biggest influence for me was basically a moment in time where I thought I had everything. I was living in Philly. I was living a life that, you know, definitely doesn't match or parallel where I'm at today. But I did have everything. I had the money in my account. I had the car. I had a house. I had everything that I really wanted. And the one day I was driving home in the car that I just bought, and the GPS, like when you get to your destination, it says you've arrived. And I sat in my driveway for a good like 20, 30 minutes, like thinking like, yeah, like I did. I made it. Like
I made it. Yeah. I'm not on every level except. Yeah. And God's it's just, level, right?
Yeah,
and that's when just, you go.
There was no happiness involved whatsoever.
Money cannot buy you happiness. Ask some of the richest people in the world.
Have you
they
seen
will
that?
Tell you
now. Jim Carrey has a quote right now that I really was getting into, that he says that I have one wish for the world, and that wish is that I want everyone in the world to receive everything that they ever wanted, just so that they could find out on their own that's not the, or is
right,
just
you,
a life.
Right.
Material things.
Right.
Material.
Right.
And
well,
that's
society. I mean, I mean, you'll sooner go out and buy a pair of sneakers because a professional basketball player, but will you actually go stand and on the corner and say, hey, Jesus Christ loves you. He's got a great plan for you. No, I'm the crazy curly-haired Christian lady in the Winn-Dixie. They see me coming at the deli and I'm going to give them a message from God. They're like, oh man, here she comes again. But literally it's frowned upon to A, support God, or support, like, you know, shows that, you know, do support, you know, God and his doings. And it's just, I just know being in radio now, I see a lot of things where I go, wow, it's not what I thought it was. Mm-hmm. Or TV, like, wow, it's really about the money. And they don't really care. And that's sort of kind of like, whoa, you know, something there. But as you were saying that it was neither the two, that you had everything. But what was your aha moment when you said, that's it? God said, I'm putting this on your heart and you're going to do ministry and it's going to be through your passion, which is wrestling. Because when you find your passion, I've noticed when people follow and have their and they're doing what they truly love and they're passionate about, you're the richest person mm-hmm. in the world. And I know one day I'm gonna be there. Yeah. I'm almost yeah. there. Yeah, almost, as my dad would say, almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Right. I'm like, oh, there you go. But what was your aha moment?
Mine really, after that, it really just came to play where I received my first invitation to a church, and I was finally kind of not denying the idea right off the bat. And it was really crazy to say that they always say that when you're getting closest to that path that you're supposed to be on, that's when the devil fights you the most.
That's right.
And thank
that's
you, right. thank you, that's thank right. you, Chad. Yeah. You just validated the last 60 days
wrestling
of my existence.
Yes, ground.
You
yeah.
did. Thank you, Chad.
So needless to say, that Sunday morning, I wasn't very prepared. I woke up slightly hungover. I woke up. Just
we're all we
with
all
a million excuses,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Chad,
just a million different reasons.
I can't go to yeah. church today.
Right, a million different reasons of why I couldn't go.
Yeah.
And I kind of just sucked it up and I went. And as I walked in, and I'm not even sure. Like I'm sure the pastor does it to almost everybody, but he was out. He was standing outside.
No, he doesn't.
He was standing outside and he was shaking hands with people. And like I got up to the. It's where I was at to meet him, and he shook
altar,
my hand,
right?
and he like stopped me for a second, and he shook my hand, and then he just said simply, "Welcome home."
Oh.
And it was probably the only wow. time in life where I really Oof. Did well, feel like oh. I was.
Well, yeah, oh, we got the goosebumps over here too. She's shaking over there. I'm like, here we are, Holy Spirit.
Now, where did the children like wanting to teach
so,
the wrestling come in?
I really feel like my biggest downfall in where I was in my upbringing. Where I was really rebellious, and all of the things that I want to provide to my students now are things that I didn't truly have accessible
oh.
to me then.
Ah.
So I really kind of, because I could obviously easily open this up to high school students who need it, and I am to a point. What I really wanted to do is just, I wanted to pour into anybody that comes in. So elementary
and if
to
you get them younger, like
oh,
you
yeah.
say the elementary, you teach them and it becomes... It becomes routine to them mm-hmm. to pray every day and to be thankful for what
right.
they have. And then when they get to high school, you have a lot better high school
right.
students.
Well,
that's
and
the
for them to
battle.
Right.
A very vulnerable age.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, they're coming
People
up,
forget
they're
that adolescents have cell phones.
Yeah. I was going to say, especially
yeah.
now with like what they're exposed to.
Oh.
The biggest problem with it right now is that they're getting exposed to like adult content
yeah.
without the adult mind state.
Right.
And they don't know how to actually you know, translate that.
Yeah. They're like sponges.
Yeah.
They are.
So it really gets kind of crazy to the point where I really wanted to invest myself into them just so they could see that there is that opportunity. The other thing is in St. Petersburg, in South St. Petersburg, there is a huge problem right now where the crime rate is extremely high, and the crime rate actually is coming from that age group because
yes,
gang
members,
I have two windows to
prove
it.
That's what they're doing. They're showing that like a person 18 and older could get a felony for these type of things,
but if they
talk to the young ones, it's not a good law, but they only get 21 days in juvenile hall. And as long
and
as
then
they,
a good attorney, they get nothing.
And then they're done.
Whoever they're related to,
so they can get
to,
back out and do
go.
It again and do it again.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're actually already working with a kid that he's 12 years old and already has 7 Grand Theft Auto charges.
Yeah.
Well,
scary.
Okay, as you
scary.
Sit here and I say from Miami, Florida, 305, I did mm-hmm. things at 12 years old that
right.
literally a friend of mine who he went away for a minute because he didn't do something, you know, he went off the wrong end and he said, wait a minute, you would have been, I said, exactly, but it's because of age. It, well, no, I didn't fit the profile. I grew up in a certain area and I went and hung out with the other, you know, the kids you're not supposed to hang out with, I was there and literally I look back now and go, wow, like what I did ruined, you know, people's evening and some yeah. lives. And you just have to go, whoa. But my family to this day was like, you did what? When? We
whoa.
Didn't, where were we? We were sleeping. Yes, I snuck out. And
yeah.
like I literally get the whole, had, you know, my family was going through, my parents were going through a divorce, so yeah. they couldn't help me. And here I am going, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to be a kid and have fun,
yeah.
and now I don't know what to do because of your decisions affect, you know, your parents, their decisions affect you, sometimes not always in a good way, even though they try to protect you. I now know, being a parent, you know, wow, what my dad tried to do, but sometimes you can't help it. Things are exposed.
And, absolutely.
You know.
Now, is this for boys only? Or?
So actually, no.
Girls!
I would really love for a couple of girls to sign up. I actually do have one. I'm just trying to make sure that I can obviously pair them up. The unique
part, I think I need to try to go volunteer over there.
There you go.
I promise you, I can. I used to be 315 pounds, so I have a story right there. I was told to how to get, you know, in shape.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, the unique part about wrestling is it. It's
getting them healthy too.
Yeah, but the beginning states of steps of wrestling is basically, I call it like the Mr. Miyagi technique, where it's really just
wax
fun
on, wax off
games. Incorporated it to get the correlation between wrestling, and eventually I will, you know, start putting in wrestling into it. But in the beginning, it's just a lot of fun games that they're going to see relating into wrestling moves.
It's more they're learning to trust you, getting a relationship with you that's on a level of, hey, he's the cool guy, and when he preaches God, then he knows what he's talking about.
Right.
But you can't you can't shove stuff down people before you even, even know them.
The same thing even in the war room. Like, I'm not going to just, like, peg them open and I want everybody to open up to me. Like, I want them to be able to come. If some people would rather pull me aside and speak on the side, then I know for later on that when I address them, I'm going to address them on the side or whatever it might be. The cool thing is, though, but wrestling is actually one of the most underrated sports that people don't really realize it that, as far as...
We have a caller. All right. You are on the air, 106.1 The Heat and 1340 AM. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you? I just tuned into your show, and I have a son. He is 12 years old, and he attends Azalea Middle, and he's gotten into trouble a few times. And this program sounds pretty awesome, and I'd like to get some more information on it.
Well, definitely. Definitely, she's
name,
local. She's
name,
a, yeah. Please, please leave your name and phone number with Yvonne, our producer, and also if you can find Chad Adams on Facebook and message him, and we will definitely get you connected once again, other Hollywood connections to help those who need it. And it sounds like he could definitely, benefit from this program.
And actually with that, what would be really good is you can actually bring your kid. We're going to have an event for free this Friday night. I'm actually opening up the gym session. I decided that I really wanted to get started, so I might as well just do it for free.
There you go. Yeah.
We're going to take
what time?
What time?
So it's going to be Friday night, 4:30 to 8 o'clock. So basically,
and this is where?
It's going to be at 2740 25th Street North, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Why do I feel that's like down the street from where I humbly stay?
Repeat it again.
Say one more time. 2740.
2740 25th Street North. St. Petersburg, Florida.
I think it's really good.
So the cool thing about the event, it's good for the kids and the parents.
And you don't mind if we're there at live, going live, filming, and interviewing the kids? I can't wait. This is going to be
the interview.
Yes, I'm there, and I'll have my sash and crown on because I am a 2020 Miss
That's right.
Latin International Reporter.
Anything that builds self-esteem.
Yes.
And this is going to be great for these
and
kids.
And we have 30 seconds, so Chad, please stay on the line, who's on the line right now, so we can get more information. And Chad, once again, you got 30 seconds. Give the social media so we can all get on board. And those who want to donate, you obviously have a PayPal or some sort of way they can donate to your organization.
Yes. For any type of donations, any type of questions, you can email us at inhisimage414@gmail.com. You can contact us on our company line at 727-488-1651, and of course we're on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, in his image wrestlingacademy.com.
And we'll be on all our Facebooks. Thank you so much, Chad. Thank you, Cassie.
It.
Thank you so much, Farah. Thank you, Vaughn, for producing. And it's Lisa V over and out, 106.1 The Heat.